two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay. Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And this week, we definitely watched a TV series that is a full-length TV series and not accidentally watched Disney Pixar's new short series, Doug Days. Doug Days, Pixar.
All right, Tim. So, in honor of making a mistake, of watching a short show, let's keep this short and brief. Tim, what do you think about the show based off the Up thing that came out, the Up movie that came out like 12 years ago, 13 years ago?
I actually think it came out in 1993, but the humorous misadventures of Doug from Up. That is the description of this show. It is labeled as a TV program. And
wrong.
I believe Kieran, who you do your other podcast, Spoiler Talk, with, labeled Up as the best short film ever made.
Yeah, well, that's the only part I remember from it. I feel like that's the same for pretty much everybody. Everyone's like, man, that first 10 minutes, it makes you feel, it makes you cry.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the film is like, is it about them chasing, like, a parrot? Or, like, I don't know, like a flamingo
exactly.
Kind of bird?
Which they do homage in this. But then, our main character, I suppose, the old guy, he meets a dog named Doug. But this dog can talk. Because it's a Pixar movie. And so this TV short series thing follows Doug and his crazy, wacky adventures where he's like, oh, I've got to guard this bird feeder. Oh, there's going to be a bloody squirrel there. And you know what,
classic
Jax?
Comedy, Tim. Classic comedy.
I reckon this would have been really, really good if this was a silent short. If there was no sound. So, like, have you seen, like, the Simpsons short film kind of things?
I've seen one that you suggested once, but I didn't know there was lots of them.
Yeah, well, they do quite a lot, especially since Disney took over. They do, like, a lot of different homages to different products. And I just think that there's this simplicity in it and there's more drive and heart when you don't have dialogue to just tell the story. They do more and they try harder. And I just feel like this is so bland, so boring, so nothing. And I'm sorry, Doug, but this is the end of your days. I'm giving this like a 2 out of 10. Like, I really thought this was really average. Like, Carl is kind of fine. The opening titles were a nice homage to an amazing short film. That was the first 8 minutes of Up. And this was an 8-minute episode. And compare this to the first 8 to 12 minutes or whatever of Up. And this is a 0 out of 10.
Oh, that's crazy to hear. Because I honestly think this is the sequel everyone has been waiting for. No one knew they wanted an Up sequel. And now they have it. Doug versus Squirrel. Birdhouse filled with nuts. Everybody wanted this showdown, Tim. Tim, I thought I loved Godzilla vs. Kong, Freddy versus Jason, but no, it's Doug versus Squirrel. Tim, I fucking love this shit. This was so bad. In case anyone was like, wait, oh my God, Jax loved this. What a crazy twist of events. No, double twist. I thought this was terrible. I think the idea of making this a short, silent films would be really, really cool. Because the first minute is a silent film. And there's just music, and it's kind of fun and charming. And I'm like, this is nice. Then I'm like, wait, this is the opening credits. Wait, this is a minute long. What is this? Like,
yeah. And then there's moments when Doug is versing the squirrel where he Doug's not talking. He's just barking. And I think that's the best part of it.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe this is in the film. I just don't remember and I don't care. And I was going to Google a scene from the movie, but I don't know and I don't care. I still want to pose the question, though. When he's barking as a dog, but also talking at the same time. I don't know. That just kind of feels weird and off to me. It doesn't really...
Yeah.
Like, isn't he kind of meant to be speaking now? Isn't he like a person talking as the
dog?
Well,
no, that's the same in Up. But
that's a problem. I don't know. That just felt a bit weird because it's like, at points, it's like, okay, he's just the dog barking. And then at other points, he's like, you know, because there's like this really bizarre moment where it's like really silly and fun. And it's like a, not fun, sorry, but it's like a Tom and Jerry lighthearted romp and stuff.
Yeah.
But then at one point, there's this incredibly intense moment where the squirrel who has like a home filled with nuts and he's clearly got enough stock for him and his own forever has stolen and tried to steal from Doug. And he's taken everything from Doug, and his punishment is that all of his belongings get taken. So it's like, if you're a thief, but you've got enough for yourself already, you deserve to die. And the squirrel then goes to commit suicide in Doug's mouth.
It's really
intense. Like, whoa, this has got really dark. Maybe it's just because I'm in lockdown, and we're going to be in lockdown forever, that my brain is going to this straight away. But I feel like this kind of really dark element of it was just kind of really unnecessary. So yeah, I felt like tonally it was weird.
Yeah,
it
no,
wasn't
that,
funny.
That
the humor was. Oh, sorry, you go.
Yeah, no, like that is so badly done. Like I understand where they're coming from, but it's like that is so offensive to anyone that's like trying to commit suicide. They just do it.
I don't
so
know. It just
insensitively.
Felt so weird. Yeah,
out of
and it
nowhere.
Wasn't funny. If it had been really funny. And it, like, because what I'm saying is I'm obviously reading into what they're doing. They were simply just, I don't know, just felt, yeah, whatever. This show isn't really worth diving into like this.
No.
So, no.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. There's 5 shorts. They're all 8 minutes each. And there is no way I'm going to continue watching. But, Jax, you know what I have been watching that we've been watching?
Oh, Tim, what is it? What?
Monsters at Bloody Work.
Oh, shit!
The finale comes out tonight. Pretty sure it's already out. It's not bad. It's still got Mike. It's still got Sully. Sully's a bit weird. He doesn't... I feel like Sully shouldn't be there, but Mike's there. Mike hosts these comedy classes that end every episode. And the main character, Tyler, played by Jonah from Superstore, there's enough drive and enough of a plot. And you quickly learn to love all of the Mifters and his little crew. They become the heart of the show and you want to spend time with them. And I think it does everything that you would want from a TV series that doesn't follow the characters that you originally were introduced to. Like Mike and Sully don't really have too much of their own stuff going on, but they're still there enough. But you don't really want to spend more time with them because you really want to just spend time with Tyler. And it's pretty great. It might be getting a season 2. I don't know. But I've watched every episode that's out at the time we recorded this at least. And I'm bloody loving it. Yeah.
All right, Tim. So I think just because this is a crazy Pixar episode, almost a double feature review. Tim, what other Pixar shows do you want? Do you still want that Cars? TV series that you were begging for last time we discussed this.
So it's actually pretty funny you say that, Jax, because I was actually doing research, and for anyone that cares, I will be loathing to do this Cars show if we have to do it for the podcast. But there is a release date for it now, Jax. It's coming fall 2022.
Nice.
And they have a third series coming out. This is a original Pixar. So they have now gone, we're going to double down on our adaption to television and we're going to introduce new characters in a TV format.
Pixar. Not from any kind of universe.
No.
Not a Toy Story or a whatever. There's another one.
No, it's not even a Bugs of Life.
Yeah.
Oh, I said the same one. That's wild.
Yeah, that's scary. Oh my God.
I was about to say that's bloody incredible. but it's called Win or Lose. It's going to be released in the fall of 2023. And the series will follow a middle school softball team the week leading up to the big championship, where each episode will be from a different perspective.
Oh my God, that classic. That's a classic TV show thing. I love it when a show does that.
Yeah. Are you keen for that?
I am. The last thing I expected you to say was a bunch of people playing softball. Or is the twist that they're all cars?
Maybe they're all talking dogs, Jax. Who knows?
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no.
See you next time.
Catches. If you like what you heard here, but want to hear a longer, more ranty thing, and it's me and my friend Kieran mentioned on the podcast, check out our other podcast, Spoiler Talk. where we talk spoilers. This week, we just released The Suicide Squad. Check it out!
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think Up is a one-and-done property? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.